This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, this is a good question. And to be honest with you, the main players have to be asked this question. And I would like to ask America and the supporters of America and the occupation. I would like to ask them, what is the future of this conflict? The Palestinians are determined to stay in their land, and they are determined to defend themselves. As they have said, despite the destruction and the killing that is happening to them, they said, we don't care. We reach to the point of no return, and we will not flee to any country. We will not flee to Sinai, we will not flee to... If we were to flee, we will flee to the occupied land. I need to ask the Americans, what do they think, the occupation? Is there any wise among the occupation to ask themselves, what is the future of this? You destroyed militant groups. What about the people? There are 2.something million people there. What will happen to them? They will again build themselves, and they will start resisting again. They are not going to leave. Then they will become even more sophisticated and more advanced in defending themselves. And they will not allow you to live in peace. So what is the future? As I heard yesterday, one of the strategic analysts, although he was anti-Palestine, the whole bombardment that Israel is doing now is just to save Netanyahu's face. It has no strategy because, okay, you defeated them, and then after that, what will happen? You cannot get rid of them. And he said, in fact, this is harming the people, the occupation, more than it is benefiting the occupation. In my view, those who are determined to struggle and to defend themselves, they will win at the end of the day. And I hope that there are some wise people among the Islamophobic, among the occupation, among the Jews themselves, to think about this, to think about a strategy for a solution. Yani, they say that the Palestinians, they don't want a solution. No, Palestinians wanted a solution, but they don't see any hope. As many analysts have said, that Palestinians recognized the two-state solution long time ago. Where is it now after 30 years? Nowhere. Even one analyst said that, okay, forget about Gaza. What about the West Bank? The Sultan of the Palestinian authorities are ruling the West Bank. However, the West Bank is in a terrible situation in terms of social life, economy, socially, etc., etc. So Palestinians are now not convinced that there is any hope for them. That's why they will fight until the end. Years have proven that they have no other option. We are not the people to answer this question. The other side has to answer this question, and the occupation has to answer this question. America has to answer this question, because there is no future from their perspective, and we believe that they are going to lose at the end.